Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Author Talk. And today we have with us Tawanda Brown. And she started a year ago, but she's got a lot of books out. And Tawanda, welcome to the show. And how are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And Anoshi, what do you want to say to get the show started?
Hello, Tawanda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm going to read your bio so everybody, if they don't know you, they'll get to know you. Tawanda M. Brown was born and raised in Newberry, South Carolina. She is the proud mother of three boys. Her passion for writing developed at the young age of 11 with dreams of one day becoming a published author. 2 years after graduating from Newberry College in the spring of 2012 with a business degree, she decided to make her dream come true. In the fall of 2014, she released her debut non-book, Love Game. 2 months later, she released Love Game 2, Love or Love. In the winter of 2014, she released Literary Chick. Early spring 2015, she released Love and Snakes, a book she co-authored with label mate Simply Shonda. Shonda, her first anthropology devil's daughter that she co-authored with Coco Nixon, Simply Shonda, Dee Lachey, and Nicole Shepherd in late April 2015. Her latest release, Love Game 3, the final round, released May 4, 2015. July 14, 2015, she released Love and Snakes 2 with label mate Simply Shonda. And her Love Game for book one was, I'm going to read her synopsis. It says, have you ever loved someone who was married to someone else? Did you feel like you were playing second place but deserved to be his MVP? Most of us answer yes to at least one of these questions, and that makes you susceptible to this thing called love. Take a journey to Newberry, South Carolina for a few Love Games. There you will find multiple Love Games being played by Newberry's top players. I don't have to lie, girl. When I read this, it makes me look at Newberry real different. Because Newberry is such a small town, and I like want to go there when I'm driving down 85 and just say, look, y'all read this book, and can y'all tell me who these people are, if they're real characters?
And someone's going to say, that's me.
Say again?
And then somebody's going to tell you, that's me, like that's them.
Yes, probably, yeah. So first we want to ask you, where can you purchase your book?
All my books can be purchased on Amazon, and they're free with Kindle Unlimited. However, Love Games 1 and 2 is available on paperback.
And we can contact for paperback, because that's how I got mine. I wanted one with an autograph, so is it better to contact you or just to order it online?
You can contact me. Contact me via Facebook, and we can set it up and pay PayPal and get it sent right to you.
Awesome. Now, who's the publishing company that you're with?
I'm signed to Creative Flow Publications under Coco Minxon.
Okay, and who does your book cover design?
Coco Minxon does it herself, I want to believe.
Okay. Now, your books, what genre would you consider your books to be?
Urban fiction.
Urban fiction, okay. And how long do you say you've been writing?
I've been writing since I was 11.
Okay. I'm going back over because I read your bio really, really quick, and I wanted to make sure people heard what I was saying. Now, when you was writing Love Games, what was your inspiration behind this book?
My life was my inspiration. Some of the characters all have piece of what happened to me, and I just broke it off into different people.
Wow. Okay, now who was your favorite, when you say that, who was your favorite character in Love Game?
Stephanie was my favorite character.
Can you tell me why?
Because Stephanie, if you continue to read the whole series, you get to watch her grow from a young girl, naive, green, to becoming a beautiful, strong young lady. So I love the fact that he started off naive. Oh, whatever he said, he must be telling the truth. So, no.
Awesome. Now, who was your worst character?
I honestly cannot stand Jason.
Tell me why.
Because to me, he was a weak man. I'm sorry, excuse for a man.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just letting his wife tell him what to do, how to do, when to do it, and then you're doing it. He should have been a man and, you know, stood up.
You know what? I didn't like Jason a lot either.
Why not?
Well, I guess when it first started out with him, like you said, he was a weak man. And I felt like he played off of the women. He tried to use their weakness to be strong. And the way he did the baby, I was just, I was not happy with him. I was like gritting my teeth like, just go away. You know, but it added to it because you had a few characters which a lot of people could not pull off. I think you had like, was it 6 or 7, 8?
Eight.
It was 8 characters, and you know a lot of people could not pull off 8 characters. So that is the talent that you have, and I sat back like, wow, she just put it together.
Thank you.
It was a very well-written series. I have not gotten to 3 yet, but of course, you know, I read 1 and 2, and I haven't gotten to 3, but I am anxious to see what happens in the end.
Oh, you going to be in my inbox when you get 3.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Okay, we have some callers that want to talk to Tywanda. So,
okay.
501, you want to talk to Tywanda? Hello?
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 Hi, Pop.
Hey, how are you?
It's Tywanda. I'm fine. I just wanted to call in and show my support. You know how we do. Credit flow. We all on here.
Hey, thank you, ladies.
Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. You know I had to. I had to show my support. Credit flow was all on the line. I'm pretty sure everybody's listening. I'm pretty sure everybody wants to get in.
Well, Tywanda, before you go, who was your favorite character?
Coincidentally, Stephanie was my favorite character. I saw the growth throughout 1, 2, and 3. I saw the growth in her, and I was like, that's real. That character connected with me in a lot of different ways.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. And we're going to the next one.
Okay.
562. You're on there.
Hey, this is Coco Mixon, author, publisher, Creative Flow Publications. Just calling in to show my love for Ty.
Hey, Coco.
Hey.
Hey, Coco.
Hello. Calling in to show some love. Let you know that I'm proud of you and you are really doing your thing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you for calling in, Coco.
Okay. You have a good evening.
You too.
You too. All right, we got another caller. 803.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, this is Deborah, a Creative Flow author as well.
Hello.
Hey, label mate. I was just calling in to show love and support for Ty tonight.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
And last weekend we did Deidre Lachey, so we're getting through all of the Creative Flow people.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yes, we are. So, Anoshi, back to you.
Okay, I'm going to call you Ty now since everybody else calling you Ty.
That's fine.
when you're ready to write, what is your ritual that you take before you start writing?
I have to put on some music. I have to have my music playing, and I have to have some chocolate.
I hope it's Kit Kat.
It's Snickers. I have to have a Snicker bar.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I don't like Kit Kats.
Oh, girl, what?
No Kit Kats.
I'm addicted to Kit Kats, so I'm going to try you out. I have to have chocolate, too. Yeah, when you was writing this book, how much research did you have to actually do on it?
I had to do a lot of research, actually, because I had Carlos being into music and having his own studio, so I had to research and actually figure out how much time do a normal producer spend in the studio and when they go on tours, because I want it to be real. I want it to be like, okay, well, that's about right. I can't have him on a two-year tour, or I can't have him in the studio 1 minute, then on tour the next, so I have to have it just right.
Okay. So let me ask you, how was it when you released your debut novel? What did you feel?
I felt accomplished. My emotions was everywhere. I was crying because I was happy. I finally accomplished my dream. I was nervous. I was like, oh, my God, are they going to love it? Are they going to like it? What if they hate it? I was an emotional wreck, but in a good way.
If there's anything that you could do differently in writing this book, if you could go back and just rewrite it, is there anything that you would do different?
I would have made the book longer. That's the only thing I would have did different, because I felt like all the characters were well-developed. Everything was perfect the way it was. I just would have made it a little bit longer.
Okay. Now, we're asking that you read, give us a sample of your work.
Okay. And this is from Love Games 1. Okay. I got tired of Peter's actions, keeping me in the dark. If he wanted me and Patricia to be teammates, then she deserves to know about her teammate. That way, she can keep the ball rolling and learn how to pass. So I decided to call her. Hello? She answered, crying. Hey, what's wrong? I asked, praying that Peter had already told her. Nothing. Just finished watching Set It Off. But if you're looking for Peter, he's at the hospital, she answered. Honey, I called you because I think it's time you learned the truth about your husband. I replied, thinking she has to be the stupidest woman alive. What are you talking about? She asked. Come home if you're ready for the truth, I said, hanging up the phone.
That was a good
That was
Chris, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. See, I was trying to remember that set it off. Like, my mouth was open. I just paused like, you have got to be kidding me.
I think that's when everybody's mouth fell open with that one.
Yes. I mean, you see those, and I'm going to be honest with you, when I was reading that book, there's a song, an older song called Bill. And if you ever get a chance, type it in on YouTube and just type in Bill. And so when I was reading that book, it took me back to that song because it was so alike.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that little part right there, it just kind of set, and I was like, wow, how did she do this one? So that was an excellent, excellent job. And, you know, thank you for writing the way that you do and you having the passion that you write with.
Thank you. Thank you for the love and support you're showing me. Thank you.
You know, when you were saying that.
We have another caller. So I'm trying to get everybody in tonight.
Okay.
850, you want to talk to Skywanda?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Tawanda, this is Val. How you doing?
Hey, Val, how are you?
I'm good. You're doing a good job. Just wanted to call in and I'll give you some support and let you know we out here with you.
Thank you. And for those that don't know, Valerie is another label mate of mine from Creative Flow Publications.
Yep. Okay.
Another label. I just wanted to call in to show support.
Thank you so much for calling in, Val.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, and we'll probably be interviewing you next. The rate we're going. Okay.
All right.
Back to you, Anosha.
Yeah, I was reading when I was reading your bio, and it says that you've been wanting to be a published author since the age of 11. That's a really, really young age, you know, where you started wanting it, and the fact that you went from that age to now and you made it, I can only imagine how excited it was. Now, your family, when you published your first book, how did your family react to that?
They were just as excited as I was. They were very supportive. They were like, oh, they're going to love it. Oh, everybody's going to love it. And I was like, nothing to worry about. They were very supportive. They helped promote, and they still help promote. It was just amazing.
Now, that was the question that I was going to ask. When you're promoting your book, do your company have a promotion team that, or you kind of go out on your own and promote in the groups and things like that?
Our team is our promotion team. Our family is our promotion team. We all promote each other because it's all real love.
That's awesome. That is, because I see y'all everywhere, and I try to follow as many people as I can and respond. And all of y'all are excellent authors.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The team that you co-wrote with, all of them are excellent authors, so I cannot wait to get into all of those books.
And we can't wait to get your feedback on all of our books.
You know, girl, you know me. I'll be in the inbox before I leave any feedback.
Oh, that's understood. We love it. We welcome it.
Now, when it comes to new authors, is there anything that you can tell new authors that can help them when they're feeling discouraged? You know, anything you can say to them to help them develop in their writing?
Yes, continue to write. Write every day, even if you're feeling down and you don't want to write because you're discouraged. Pull out the pen and write something. Inspiration will come from it. If it's a true passion, don't let no one put you down, because everything isn't for everyone. I'm pretty sure there's someone out there that did not write My Love Game, but then there are plenty of people out there that did. So don't let one monkey stop the show.
That's some good advice. So Stephanie, is there anything you want to say?
No, I like the way that Tawanda's presenting her product, and I like how she's selling it. I mean, that when you read that part, that made me want to pick up your book.
Thank you.
I wanted to find out the story behind Newberry, South Carolina, because I know that's where you're writing about. So I'm kind of fascinated by that, too. And I like how you're taking that small town and you're turning it into the basis of your book. So I'm really impressed with you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. Can you tell us a little bit about your Literary Chick book?
Literary Chick is 50% fiction and 50% facts. So if you read Literary Chick, you're getting to know me personally, mixed up with a little stuff that I wanted to do but couldn't do because I don't like going to jail. I don't think I'll last too long. But so I took events from my life, and some of them you got how I really reacted, and the other things you got how I wanted to react, but I'm a little chicken to do so.
Okay. Have you ever thought about writing across genres?
No, not really. I like urban fiction. The only other genre I was thinking about going into is fantasy / science fiction and horror. I want to write something about vampires.
Mm. Oh, you know, that's my niche. I like vampires. I write about vampires.
Oh, I know. I read your book and loved it.
I know you did. Thank you so much. But when you're ready, let me know.
I will.
And I will help wherever I can.
Thank you, because I'm doing the research and stage right now, and it's a lot of fun. It's very educational.
It is. It really is. And I think once you cross over to that, you may not want to come back.
Is it that much fun?
Yes, because the possibilities are endless.
Man, I can't wait.
Because once you start doing the whole paranormal, you can reach for the sky in that. It can be as oh my gosh, as you want it to be. Like, the things like that in life really happen. And so where I think a lot of people want you to fit in a certain box in urban fiction, with paranormal, you don't have to actually fit in that box.
You can reach outside the box.
Yes. You know, you can make it as unrealistic as you want and it still be good.
Good point.
Yeah, so that's something to really, really look into. That's why I love paranormal. So I'm telling you, once you get into it, get ready because you're not going to want to come out of it. Other than the paranormal, is there anything that you're writing now that you're going to be releasing soon?
Yes, I'm working on a book with Valerie DeShore, who is just on the line. We're working on a book together.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a little different from what I'm from. It's still going to be urban fiction, but it's going to have a lot of Christian in it. But it may not just be Christian fiction just yet. It's going to give you a mixture of both worlds. You're still going to get the urban, but you're going to get a little bit of God into it because it's going to have a deep-rooted message into the story.
Oh, that's going to be good. I can't wait. Valerie read The Domino Effect.
Yes, and part 3 is releasing this Monday, actually, August the 3rd.
Well, congratulations, Valerie. So we have to get her on so she can talk about that. And tell us a little bit about Love and Snakes.
Love and Snakes, that is a good series. It is about two brothers, Cain and Abel, and them pretty much having to choose between blood or water. So it's like, your family, they don't want you with these young ladies because they're in a different set of gang. So, like, it's a modern day Romeo and Juliet story that me and Simply Shonda came up with together. And it gives you love, it gives you the romance, it gives you the urban fiction, it gives you the drama. It's just, it's action packed. It's a great story.
Awesome. And tell us a little bit about your Devil's Daughter that you authored.
Devil's Daughter is an anthropology, so it's five different stories all in one book, and it's about women who have committed crimes. They're all in prison. My story, my character name is Jamie DeVolsey, and she was called the Lipstick Killer. She was a serial killer, and it was just pretty much that was me getting the anger out, killing off readers and stuff, people that made me mad on Facebook. I was just sitting there just killing them off nicely, one by one.
Oh, now that's cool right there. I think I'm going to get that tonight. I want to do that so bad. I just want to kill a whole lot of people off.
You should. That's a great way. Being an author is a great way of committing crimes and not going to jail for it.
You're right. How easy was it, I guess, to co-author a book? How easy was it to co-author a book?
Well, to me, it was easy because I was co-authoring with somebody that I loved their work and admired their work, and we was able to communicate. So if you have great communication like me and Simply Shonda did, then the book, it can be easy to co-author because everybody's on the same page. If not, that person is one phone call away, get back on the same page. So it was easy for us to work together.
Are you planning on co-authoring any other books?
Well, we'll have Love Snakes 3 coming out, and I also plan on working with my other members of Creative Flow Publications, Coco Minxon, Arthur Kenitra, Arthur Deborah Brandon, and like I said, I got one coming out with Valerie, so I'm going to work with all my label mates.
Okay. I forgot to ask you, and I want to know who edited your book.
The editor. What was her name? I want to say Shawnee Robinson.
Okay, it was very well edited. By the way, it really was.
Thank you. And I appreciate that, and I'm glad that she was doing her job. And I want to give a shout out to Coco Mixman for being a good publisher and making sure our editor did her job as well.
That's important.
Yes.
Mhm. Is there anything else you want to say, Stephanie?
Yes, I wanted. Okay, we're getting close to the end. If there's any tip that you want to tell a new author about something you learned since you've been publishing, can you share it with them now?
Yes. New authors, beware of the old authors that is coming to you trying to be a snake. They're going to come giving you advice. They're going to want to read your book. But everybody is not your friend. They're going to say, oh, I hear you're working on a book. Let me read it. I'll let you know if I like it, what you need to work on. Or then you'll read your book and somebody else's book, because that's just how this game is. So be careful who you trust in this game, and don't let anybody see your work before it's published, because there are snakes out here in this game.
And I agree with you, because people did me the same way. They always wanted to read the book, and the book wasn't copyrighted, so I wasn't letting anybody read it, because I watched how they would come up to an author and say, can I read your book? And then you would hear a couple of months later, they done took whatever you wrote and tried to put the book out. So there are snakes out there. There are snakes out there. It's really bad.
Yeah, we learn the hard way sometimes.
Yeah.
I want to tell your Coco Mixon. I want to tell her thank you for grooming such a wonderful young lady.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how beautiful she is to who you are.
Yeah, and she's a very beautiful young lady.
And that's awesome. You know, to be able to have the camaraderie that you guys have is, you know, is very rare. Even in publishing companies, I've seen it where, you know, everybody is against the next person. And to see the love that you ladies share is really heart-wrenching.
Yes, because we don't just consider ourselves a publishing company. We're family.
That's what it's about.
I like it.
That's what it's about. And all of the ladies are awesome authors. I haven't had a chance to, like, send out all of the reviews, but I have read a few of them. And I just applaud you, ladies. And I applaud you, Tawanda, for the work that you're doing and the fact that you're living your dream.
Thank you.
So I would always tell anyone to never let your dream die.
No.
And, you know, be brave. Go and push buttons and go beyond the stars on everything that you do.
Yes.
So we appreciated you tonight. We thank you. Can you tell us again where we can purchase your book? We asked a couple times during the segment so that the readers can get a chance to write it down if they didn't in the beginning.
Okay. All 7 titles are available on Amazon.com, and they are free with Kindle Unlimited. However, the first 2 books, Love Games and Love Games 2, are available on paperback, and you can reach me on Facebook personally, and I can autograph the books and send them to you as well. And if you're looking to reach me, you can add my Facebook page at Authorist Tawanda Brown. You can reach me on Instagram at Miss_Tawanda_Brown, and you can follow me on Twitter at Author Tawanda B.
Thank you so much for that. So, listeners, go out and get this all of her books. Go get all of them and read them. You will
I want to thank Creative Floor for showing up tonight and supporting Tawanda. Coco, I want to thank you for representing your company tonight. And I'm sure we'll be doing others. We did. I did Simply Shonda before. So I'm sure I'll work my way through the rest of your people. And I want to thank you for coming tonight. It was a great show. Tawanda, thank you so much. Learned a lot about you. And I'm sure we'll have you back on the show again. And good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night, and thank you for having me.
Good night.
You're welcome.
Good night.